It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at the Portside Fieldhouse girls JV competition between the Lady Trojans out of Arcanum and Chase Pierre.
I can hear you.
I'm here with Chase Burns, me, Reese Ryder, and we're going to give you the starting lineups here for the Indians. Starting number 4, Brenna Holman, number 5, Paige Fortkamp, number 13, Macy Day, number 14, Allie Bonney, number 30, Hope Wendell. And Chase, you got the starting lineups for the...
For the Trojans, number 15, Eva Siculin, 21, Aiden O'Brien, 25, Maddie Byrne, 33, Jenna Beattie, 34, Haley Henninger.
Decent crowd here for JV competition, I'd have to say. Right, Chase?
Yep.
Yeah. Girls coming off a, when did they play last? I mixed them up between the boys. Boys played South Adams, loss. Boys, girls played last.
I don't know.
Where's my folder? I think they played at Delphus. That was a while ago. Delphus St. John. So I think they won that game easy. Kyle Wendell had an incredible game. And the Lady Varsity team will be on after this. I think we're simulcasting with WPGW. Yeah, he's here. Not Rob Weaver, though. It's unfortunate there. Rob's a pretty good. Rob's the best in the business. So look at that, Jeff Vaughn wearing a Christmas.
I know. It's unbelievable.
That is pretty nice. Yep, that is incredible.
Blazer type.
Yep, thing. And we're about to tip off. Darren Sheffer. Always see him out there reffing. Age 14 goes up and gets it for the Indians. Allie Vaughn retrieves it. Allie Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Give it to the top of the key. Give it up to the right side, Holman. Holman looks into Wendell. Wendell up for a shot. No good. Rebound by Wendell. And put back up for an easy two-point basket. So Indians are off and going.
Number 15, Siculin brings it up for the Trojans. She'll dribble to the corner. Guarded by Indians. Yep, man-to-man. 25 has it on the left wing. Maddie Byrne kicks back out to Byrne. Over to 15. Over to 34. Back to 25, Byrne. Over to 21, O'Brien. She'll reset, drives middle, kicks out to Byrne. She'll put up a three, and no good. Rebound, Hope Wendell.
Hope will dish it. Dish it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring up for the Indians, crossing half court. Gives it over the right side to Holman. Holman gets a screen by Wendell. Gives it up top key, Fortkamp over the left side, Vaughn. Vaughn will attack middle. Dish it off the window, off of somebody's leg, and we'll stay with the Indians. So, we'll pick and roll, pick off a screen, go to the middle. Was there, but somebody got their foot on it. So, Indians will take it out under their own basket. Holman, get in the Fortkamp, up for two. No good, rebound by the Trojans.
Siculin brings it up for the Trojans. She'll set up the offense. Pass it over to 21. O'Brien passes out to Henninger. Back to Byrne. She'll try. Nothing there. Over to O'Brien. She'll drive middle. Throw up a shot and get fouled. She'll shoot two.
Just got to move her feet there. Vaughn just got to keep with her off that screen.
Yep, just got to move her feet.
Yeah. The line shooting two, so...
She puts up the first one, and good. Second one's up, and good as well. 2-2 your score.
Vaughn will in-trigger it for the Indians. Get the forehand back to Vaughn. Vaughn bring it up on the left side. Will drive, dish out to Day. Day gives a cross court to Fortkamp. Fortkamp up 4-3. No good. Rebound by the Trojans.
O'Brien gets a rebound and brings it up herself. She'll dribble down the left side. Drive right past Allie Vaughn up for a layup. No good. Tipped out. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians.
Vaughn crosses half court. Drives. Gets a nice screen by Wendell. No, up, no good. One. You got to make that one. Rebound by Wendell. Up and good for the Indians. So good rebounding by the Indians so far. So
O'Brien inbounds to Siculin. She'll bring it up. Guarded by Brenna Homan. Hands it off to O'Brien. She'll drive middle. Another handoff to Byrne. Back to Henninger. Henninger passes to Siculin in the corner. She'll drive baseline and get fouled. So it'll be Trojan ball underneath.
4-2 our score. 4:27 left here in the first. Substitution for Arcanum.
Number 32, Hannah Smith, replacing Maddie Byrne for the Trojans. O'Brien will take it out under her own basket. She'll find the Indians. Pick yep. Fortkamp.
Fortkamp will give up to Vaughn. Vaughn will attack. Dish out to Homan. Homan thinks about three. Yeah, she did travel. Gives back to Vaughn on handoff. Drives Bentle. Tries to dish over the window. Loses it, but retrieved by Day. Fortkamp at top. Stolen.
Stolen by Eva Siculin. She'll put up a layup. And
no
miss.
Good. Wow. And she traveled. That's going to be a foul on number 14. No, it's going to be on the...
It's on Arcanum.
Not 14.
Could have been a travel on us.
Yeah, Homan walked probably four steps with it. Vaughn is in the day up to Homan. Homan
in pressure.
Up to Fortkamp. Fortkamp's going to drive pull-up from about 10. No good. Rebound by the Trojans.
Rebounded by Hannah Smith. Given over to Siculin. She'll take it up. Guarded by Brenna Homan. Over to O'Brien. Over to Henninger on the top of the key. She'll pass left wing to Beatty. Over to 21. O'Brien back to Siculin on the top. She'll dribble around the three-point line and hand it off to Beatty. She'll hand it off to O'Brien. She'll drive middle. Kick out to Henninger. Back to Siculin, a top of key for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball.
Good hustle and by both. Trojans and Indians there. Well, Coach Vaughn's going to take it. Timeout. We're going to take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. And the Indians are winning by two. JV competition, girls. Good game so far. 3:15 left in the first.
O'Brien inbounds to Siculin. Set up the half-court offense. Hands off to O'Brien. She'll drive middle. Kicks out to Byrne. Back over to O'Brien. Over to Beatty. Back over to Byrne. She'll throw to the top to Siculin. Think about a three. Back over to Byrne. She'll look inside. Find 32 Smith. Puts it up and good. Right over Hope Wendell.
Ford Campbell inbound it. Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. 4-4 our score. Vaughn loses it. And it's going to be over and back if the Indians touch it first.
I guess not.
Daring missed the call there, but Vaughn will then drive. Pull up by 8 feet. No good. So
rebounded by Byrne, and she'll get fouled by Allie Vaughn.
Indian Joe's playing a little sloppy, so right now with that
frustration foul right there.
Yeah.
Allie Vaughn's had no problem getting inside. She's got to finish, and she will. O'Brien inbounds to Siculent. She throws it over to Smith. Up top to O'Brien. Guarded by Wendell. Over to Siculent on the right wing. She's trying to find someone inside. She'll try baseline. Nothing there. Kicks out to Beattie. Over to Byrne. Back over to O'Brien on the left. Drive, nothing there. Back to Byrne. She'll drive middle, throw up a running right-hand layup, and no good. Hit out of bounds by the Trojans, so it'll be Indian ball.
Wendell will inbound it for the Indians. Get it in the Holman. Holman will drive, dish out the forecamp. Forecamp will drive, and they'll dish out to Wendell. Wendell will then drive all the way around on the left side up with about a five-footer. Ain't good, so... makes her score 6-4.
Siculent brings it up the right side of the court for the Trojans. She hands it off to O'Brien. She'll drive right up and gets fouled, so she'll be shooting two shots. Six to four, Indians lead. 1.5 to go. O'Brien puts up the first. No good.
On the floor for the Indians right now, Macy Day, Brenna Holman, Melanie Evers, Paige Fortkamp, and Hope Wendell.
O'Brien puts up the second one. Off the back iron again. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Hope Wendell will give it up to Holman. Brenna crosses that court. Will drive, kick back door, and she travels first. So, turnover Indians going back to the Trojans.
O'Brien inbounds to Siculent. She'll drive up the middle of the court. Gives it over to Byrne. Back to Henninger. Over to O'Brien. Back to Byrne in the right corner. Throws the top key to Henninger. Back to Byrne. They are really trying to feed it inside, and they will to Smith. She turns over right shoulder and puts it up and gets fouled. That was a pretty weak call, if you ask me.
Yep.
That was all ball.
Yep.
But anyway, she'll go to the line and shoot two more. She put up the first one, and no good off the back. She's been struggling from the line early on.
Yep. Not going to win any games there.
Smith puts up the second one, and that one will fall.
Wendell gets in the Holman. Holman will bring it up, cross half court. Holman travels again. No call. Gives over the Wendell. Wendell top key. Drive right. Lose it. He's out the day. Up the court camp. Court came back over the day. Day will drive middle, dish out to Holman. Holman will then drive middle, hand off to Wendell. Wendell will pull about 10 feet.
In and out. No good. Rebounded by Smith. She'll give it to Siculent. She drives up the right side of the court, hands it off to O'Brien. She'll drive baseline, kicks it back out to Siculent. She'll drive middle, kicks out to Henninger. Back out of the top of the key to O'Brien. Hands it back off to Siculent. She'll throw to the left wing to Byrne. Back to Siculent in the corner. Back over to Henninger at the top. She'll skip it over to O'Brien, and she'll drive in for an open layup, but no good.
Brenna Holman gets it, and time will expire. So in the first, 6-5 or score. We'll be back after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and now, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Fort Sackfield Fieldhouse. JV girls competition between the Arcan Trojans. 6-5 or score, about to start the second quarter. On the floor for the Unions now, Macy Day, Brenna Homan. 15, Brooke Collig. Hope Wendell and Elaine Evers. So I wasn't expecting Brooke Collig to play, but. And Homan turns it right away
to Daringer. She'll throw it over to Siculin on the left.
Yeah.
Daringer gets it at the top. And she's pressured by Brooke Colligan's. It's stolen by Hope Wendell.
Hope will drive, pull about, and that's offensive.
So she tried jump stopping, and I just, I don't know.
She's got to do it a little earlier.
Yeah.
Fort Campbell checked in for Wendell. 6-5 or score. Arcan takes out.
Siculin brings it up for the Lady Trojans. She'll hand off to 33, Jenna Beatty. Over to O'Brien. Kicks out to Daringer. She'll drive middle. Nothing there. Backs it out and throws it over to O'Brien. She'll dump it in to number 40, Allie Locke. She'll turn over and shoot a shot. No good. Rebound to Brooke Collig.
Brooke will bring up for the Indians. Jump stop, get out to Homan. Day at the top. Top of the key, air ball. When I get...
What is the one she's got to make? Yeah. That's her shot, wide open three.
Yeah.
Indians in a full court press here. O'Brien throws it over the top to Siculin. She'll fall down. Deflected and come up with Brenna Homan. She'll shoot it up and no good. Rebounded by O'Brien. And Daringer brings it up the left side of the floor for the Lady Trojans. And she traveled with it, so they'll turn it back over to the Indians.
Day one, bound for the Indians. Arcan stays in there, man-to-man press, gives in to Homan. Homan will bring it up across half court, gives it over to the left side, Collig, Brooke Collig. Brooke will then dish over the corner, Homan, right corner. Gives up the top, Fort Campbell. Fort Campbell will drive, pull up from 10, up and good. So, good looking shot by Fort Campbell
there. Yeah. O'Brien inbounds to Siculin, and they'll get Brenna Homan with a touch foul around half court. And they are in the 1-1, so Siculin will go to the line shooting 1-1. She'll put up the first one off the back iron, rebounded by Brooke Collig.
Collig will bring up for the Indians. Brings across half court. Gives it to Day on the corner. Day will get into Evers. Evers throws up about a 4-footer, no good. So.
Siculin comes up with it. She'll push it down the floor, pick up a dribble, throw it over to the right wing to O'Brien. Siculin dumps it in to Smith, and that's way too easy.
That's way too easy.
Enters the ball in from the top of the key and one dribble and up and good.
Yep. So they will bring it up for the Indians. They will find Fort Campbell on a cut. No good. Rebound by the Trojans.
Smith gives it over to Siculin, and she'll bring it across half court. She'll dribble across the three-point line. Gives it over to O'Brien on the top of the key. Hands off to Daringer. She'll drive middle. Pulls up.
Yikes.
I don't know what. Rebounded by Smith inside. She'll put it up. No
Yikes.
Good.
Two really bad shots there for Arcanum.
The second one wasn't bad. Offensive rebound. Probably got fouled.
Yep. Brooke gives it over to Fort Campbell on the right side. Fort Campbell drive middle. Loses off her foot. No kick call. Gives Homan retrieves it again with Brooke Collig. 4-3.
I have no clue why Brooke Collins playing JV, but who knows?
Hopefully try to get her a few more minutes.
Shot going.
Yeah. If she's shooting those threes and making them,
yeah,
she's definitely a
threat.
Yeah, threat at the varsity level.
So, Arcane throws up a shot, no good. Rebound by Cog. Gizzo to Day. Day will bring up for the Indians. Gizzo with a home run on the left side. And will be fouled. That.
Wow.
I don't know why ref Darren Sheffer didn't call that one.
I don't think it was a foul, but we'll take it.
Yeah. So, Branholm will go line shooting two. Or, yeah, two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it was a shot.
First one up. Nothing but net. Makes the score 12-7.
3:37 left in the second quarter.
Holman throws up for second. No good. Rebounded by...
That's a good call. My bad. I thought
he's going to give it to Arcanum. So Holman will inbound it, give it in to Collig. Collig will drive, dish out to Fortcamp. Fortcamp will pull up, no good. So another good looking shot for the Indians, just can't get him to go. So
21 O'Brien brings it up, throws it over to Byrne, over to Derringer in the corner, back to O'Brien, back to Derringer. She'll drive middle, nothing there, backs it out to Herringer. Is there a Herring? Henninger. Back out to Derringer for three. That's a weird looking shot. Rebounded by Brenna Holman.
Brenna will bring it up for the Indians. Bring it to the right corner. Day. Day will then drive middle. Get back to Fort Campbell. Handoff. Fort Campbell pulled about 15 footer. And good. Wow. I didn't think that was that great of a shot, but.
Keep shooting. They'll fall eventually, I guess.
Yep.
O'Brien brings it up. Over to Henninger on the right wing. She'll look inside. Nothing there. Over to who?
That's probably what you thought. In your days. Keep she in there. Eventually, like, start falling.
Yeah, sometimes they just didn't fall. They just kept missing.
Ball from about the bench and drains them. Cold water. That shot was incredible. In your day.
That was pretty deep.
Yeah. So, Cam turns it over. Holman will bring up for the Indians. Holman gives the right side. Collig to top the key. Evers over the Day, over the Fort, came in the left corner. Gives in to Brooke. Good move by Brooke Collig to drop step baseline and gets an easy layup. So makes the score 16-7. Arcane will take a timeout. We'll be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Fort Stott Fieldhouse. Girls JV competition between Arcanum. Remember, the boys play at Ansonia tonight. Should be a good game. Indians got to get back on track. Talking about the boys, Jay, since you just put your headset on.
Oh, you jumped the gun on me a little quick there. I wasn't ready.
You're an idiot. But the boys traveled to Ansonia for a non-conference game with the Tigers. And remember, after this, the girls' varsity will be broadcasted by WPGW. So Steve Stone and whoever the heck is in the net are left. I have no clue who this dude is. We'll broadcast the game. And our cam went bound.
O'Brien brings it up. Guarded by Brent Allman. Now Brooke Gallagher. Over to Byrne. Back over to Derringer in the corner. I don't know. Indians are in a little zone or run and jump or something.
It should be a foul on Holman. She gave a little arm. Nope. Holman will inbound it for the Indians under their own basket. Gives in to Collig. Collig with a great move. Up and good. It makes the score 18-7. Minute 45 left here in the second.
Collig really giving the Indians a boost there. 7 points. Byrne over to Henninger. Henninger up top to O'Brien. Back to Derringer for another three. Rebounded by Henninger. Back up to Derringer at the top. She'll drive right and lose the ball and call Forkamp for a foul. I would have said a jump ball.
Yep. Bad call on Darien, though.
Darien's struggling out there.
Yep. He's struggling.
Darien will go to the line. Shooting 1-1. Puts up the front end and good.
Makes her score 18-8. Minute 24 left here in a second.
Derringer shoots the second one. And good again.
Fort Campbell inbound it to Day. Day will bring it up for the Indians. Day then carries it. So it's going to be a turnover. Indians, that's a careless turnover that should not happen.
Yeah.
So our Cam will get the ball back.
Indians on 2-3 zone. O'Brien over to Derringer. Back to Henninger at the top. Over to O'Brien. Back to Byrne. Over to Henninger at the top. Over to O'Brien. Shoots the three. Nothing but air. That'll be out of bounds for every ball.
Indians going to the zone there, and really threes are wide open almost all the time. Yeah. So, and they chuck up a three,
it's
air ball.
That's probably a good idea because Arcanum's really trying to get it inside, and that's where they've gotten a lot of their points.
Yeah. So the Indians will get in. They will bring it for the Indians. Cross half court. We'll drive, dish over to Homan. About a 17-footer. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig will coach Vanya on that one shot. So Indians hold it for 45 seconds. I'd be shocked if that would happen. But up the top of the key, Homan. Hand off to Collig. About loses it. Collig will deal with the corner. Get hand off to Homan. Homan will hand off to Forkamp. 25 seconds left. Forkamp will hand off to Day. Day will dish over the corner. Collig, Cog back to Day. Back to Forkamp. But Indians are really passing up on decent looking shots for this last shot. So Collig will drive, dish over to Evers. Evers up 4-2 and good. So pays off for Coach Bonnie.
And an even better shot. A wide open layup.
Yep.
Good offense. O'Brien brings it up the left side of the floor. Guarded by Day. Yeah, 2 seconds. She's dribbling. And they're not going to get a shot off.
So that'll be the half, 20-9. We'll be back to talk about first half right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here to Portside Fieldhouse. JV girls competition between Arcanum Trojans and the Fort Recovery Indians. 20-9 our score, and Indians are just looking sharp on defense, and especially adding to Brooke Collig to your team is going to make your defense a lot better than what
Yep.
Or you're going to come in with. So
Indians done a good job on both sides of the floor. On offense, when they're patient and they get drives and dump offs to the bigs down low, they really get good shots. But when we rush, we've rushed a couple 15 to 18 footers that I think if we keep moving in the offense, we'll get better looks. Yeah.
And for the Indians, leading scorer would probably have to be number 15, Collig. Yeah, I was just looking at the roster. I don't see a 15, but. Then number 5, Paige Fortkamp, has 4. And number 31, Elaine Evers, has 2. So that's all our stats, because we don't get stats anymore. I guess there's no printer available to print off stuff. Which
No computer.
No computer. No no printer.
We got nothing. Pencil and paper.
Pencil, yep.
Good luck.
Yep, and you can't read it either. So, I mean, our options are very slim, to say the least. So, about 7 minutes left in halftime. I guess we're going to take another break. Be back right after this one.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Chase Burns is off to a concession stand run, so he's coming back with 2 popcorns. That's not good. Not good at all.
How are you?
Brooke.
He said, I didn't tell Jake what I wanted.
And our score here, 20-9. JV girls competition. Chase Burns is back from his concession run. Need a little food for his stomach. What'd you get there, Brendan?
How'd I do? What'd you want?
That's fun.
You probably wanted a pop. What's your pop count out at today?
None.
None. It's unlike you. It's usually up to about 8.
What? You're an idiot.
8 cans. Well, couple hours.
Indians are back on the floor. Shots. No, I'm going in, though. Yeah, we haven't made one yet. Nope. First one up. Nope.
Stop.
Halftime, about 3:15 left to go. 29 score. Indians are playing well. For sure not. I mean, they haven't played in forever, seems like.
Yeah.
So we're going to take one more timeout. We'll be back for the start of the second half, so stay tuned.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the Yelps.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Yelps here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
And we're back here. About to start the second half. Chase Boones and Reese Rodger bringing you the JV competition. Chase, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
That's bad.
I sleep in, you know. It's always big.
Get an easy lift in yet?
I ran 2 miles.
Yeah, you need it.
I know it.
You know, chubby. starting for the Indians, it looks like Allie Vaughn, Hope Wendell, Brenna Homan, Kira Wendell, and Lydia Wang, which is hurt, so she ain't starting.
Not Kira Wendell. Oh, yeah, she is.
You're an idiot. So it's Vaughn, Fort Camp, Wendell, Homan, and Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell is going to be a good varsity player come up in the next few years.
Yep. Only a freshman.
Yep. Good-looking shot. Can score, can shoot the three, and plays good defense, so... Our Cam inbounds it. Chase, you gonna keep munch on your popcorn or you gonna
talk? Back to you, big guy.
Well, our Cam turns it over, so it goes back to the Indians. Allie Vaughn in treant for the Indians, gives it into Homan. Back to Vaughn. Vaughn will here across half court. Dish it up to Wendell. Kira traveled, but pulls up about 10 footer, no good, so goes back
rebounded
to our
rebounded by Smith. Use it over to Siculin. Forgot her name. Over to O'Brien. Back to Siculin at the top. Dribble around the three-point line. Hands it off to Byrne. Back to O'Brien. Back to Byrne. She'll pick up a dribble. Hands off to Siculin. She'll hand it back off to O'Brien. Drives left. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded Smith. Up. No good. Probably got fouled, but rebounded by Vaughn.
Vaughn will then bring it up. Is over the window up for to Fort Camp up for, and good. So good 15 footer there for the Indians.
O'Brien brings it up the right side of the floor for the Lady Trojans. She'll drive middle, kicks it out to Siculin. Almost shot it. And she'll hand it off to Henninger. Try to get inside, deflected, and Kira Wendell comes up with the ball.
Kira Wendell will bring up across half court. Tries to find Vaughn, but turned over, so goes back to the Trojans.
Who is that? Siculin brings it up the floor. She'll pass it over to Henninger at the top of the key. Enters it into Smith.
throws up a lob out to O'Brien, knocked away, come up with by O'Brien, back to Siculin, and that is just good defense by the Indians, creating havoc. Over to O'Brien on the left wing, guarded by Vaughn. Pitched it to Burns. She'll put up a 10-footer, no good. Rebounded Forkamp, and got her with a travel. I thought it should have been a foul.
Yep, so it'll stay with Arcanum.
Derringer back in, replacing Henninger for the Lady Trojans. O'Brien takes it out under her own basket. Throws it into Derringer. She'll shoot the three. She is not as afraid to shoot it. Rebounded by Forkamp.
And Forkamp dishes it off to Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it for the Indians. Looks like brick cog day for the JV team is done. Heading back to the locker room. Over to Homan. Up to Wendell, about stolen. Wendell dish off the great pass by Kira Wendell to Hope Wendell for an easy two-point basket.
And we got it stolen off the inbound by Brenna Homan. Forkamp gets a rebound and puts it up. And we got a timeout, Arcanum, so we'll take one with them.
Good job, Chase.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Walking past us right now, Cassius Metzger, a good football player for the So, Indians are back here, 26-9. Indians are high scoring one here tonight.
Taking it to them, 26-9.
Indians playing well on defense, and which is turning in the offense, like Chase would say. That's his good old saying.
Nope. Siculin passes to Smith in the middle. They'll break the press. O'Brien gets the ball at the top. Over to Siculin. She'll throw it into Smith. Nice power move, but loses it. And Vaughn comes up with it for the Indian. She'll push it down the floor. Drive middle and gets fouled. That was a take by Vaughn.
Yeah. Vaughn will go line shooting too. Good call to Arian Sheffer out there.
Yep.
He's a good ref, you ask me. I don't know about what you got, Chase.
I haven't really seen him ref too much, but...
Nope, not same.
Whatever I've seen of him, he's done good.
Yep. Now Vaughn will throw up first. No good.
You take here, buddy.
Nope, we got her.
Macy Day checks in for Brenna Holman for the Indians.
Substitute for the Trojans, I don't know. Chase has my roster, so...
Looks like number 40, Locke, came in for Smith.
And that's a line violation, Darren. Thank you. Jeez, peeps. So, Vaughn will go to line shooting another. Line violation on the Trojans. I need to go buy one of those suits that Coach Vaughn's got. That looks incredible. Next one up ain't no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Vaughn will then dish out the day. Wendell should have shot that ball, but gives it over to Forkamp, 4-3, no good. Rebounded by Wendell. Wendell gives it back to Forkamp. Up and good, so good hustle by Wendell to get that offensive board to lead to an easy two-point basket by Forkamp.
Indians in about a 1-2-2 press, but Arcanum will break it. And knocked away by Wendell. She'll save it right to Locke for Arcanum. Up and no good. Hope Wendell gets the rebound, but we got a gem ball.
Hey, Hope. Whoa. Goes to the Indians, I think.
That should be Indians ball. Announcer, come on, Bubba.
Yeah, he's struggling. I was hearing him early. He was not very good, if you ask me. Harold Feely not here. Legendary Harold Feely. So, Vaughn will trigger it in for the Indians. Trojan staying in that press. And gets into Wendell. Wendell, look up. Yep, there it is, Evers. That's a foul and a half. Forkamp gets the board. No good. Rebound by Forkamp again. Foul. And then foul. Yep. Like Jay said, she was hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Forkamp will go to the line shooting, too.
First team second.
Remember, the boys are at Ansonia tonight.
You on that one, Reese?
I will not.
I'll be family. Huh?
Won't be in attendance for that one.
No, but the Indians got to get back on track after a struggling looking team at South Adams. Fort Camp, second one up, no good, so missed both. Pretty.
I mean, South Adams game I'm talking.
Oh, yeah, it was not pretty.
Siculin brings it up, sets up the offense over to Daringer, over to 21 O'Brien. Dribbles to the middle, nothing there. Knocked away. Back out to 15 Siculin. She'll hand it off to O'Brien. And she'll drive middle, kicks out to Siculin. Look inside, nothing there. Back out to O'Brien. Hands it off to Henninger. She'll drive right, kicks out to Daringer. She'll drive right and stolen by Paige Fortkamp.
Fortkamp will bring it up for the Indians on. Run by herself, up and good. Good right-hand layup by Fortkamp. So makes her score 30-9. The Indians are just putting on now.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you last time Arcanum made a shot.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
O'Brien, pressured by Vaughn, handed off to Siculin. She'll dribble it across the top. Deflected by Fortkamp, and it should be Indian. That's a bad call. Fortkamp had it, got it tipped out of her hands, but somehow it'll stay with Arcanum.
Holman checks in for Fortkamp. Coach Vaughn's got this team to hustle.
Oh, yeah.
So, Indians looking strong here so far.
Siculin will dribble across. Still dribbling. Over to Henninger. Back to O'Brien. Back over to Siculin on the right wing. She'll throw it in. A dart fouled by Elena Evers.
She can't have your arm basically wrapped around her.
Yep, they'll get you every time.
They'll get you every time. So, Arcanum will inbound it from under their own basket. Indians are still in their man-to-man.
O'Brien will throw it in to Smith. Hands it off to O'Brien. Back to Siculin for a deep three. Off the back, no good. Rebounded by Vaughn.
Vaughn will bring it up for the Indian.
Two on one
over to Holman. Holman up for about a 10-footer. No good.
Rebounded
by Arcanum.
Siculin, I guess is their name. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Up to O'Brien. Throws it off Henninger's foot, and Kira Wendell comes up with it.
Kira will give it over the right side. Vaughn thought about three and will be fouled on the floor by number 32.
Anna Smith.
Yep. So Indians will take out under their own basket. Holman inbound it. 1:33 left. 39 Indians leading. So, wow, great pass by Holman. Can't finish by Wendell. Rebound intrigued by Evers. Evers get back out to Holman. Holman drive Milton, not there.
Tipped away by Arcanum.
Yep, but Vaughn gets it back. Vaughn will then drive, dish off to Holman in the corner. Holman will drive Milton, dish out to Day for three. She traveled. One gives it to Wendell over to Vaughn in the left corner. Vaughn will then
drive
get killed.
Oh my goodness,
she got murdered.
It's a good tackle.
Yep. Good tackle form there. Looks like Hope Wendell will check back in for the Indians. For Vaughn. So, looks like Homie will inbound it for the Indians. 32-9 our score. Is in the Wendell, not there, loses it. Turnover back to Arcanum. Arcanum's ring is strong, then will be poked out balance by Day. So, Indians got lucky there that somebody got back on defense. It would have been easy to come basket. So Arcane will inbound on their own basket. A sub, number 10, or number 11, comes in for number 20. 21.
And Daring will have it under her own basket. She'll inbound to Byrne. She'll chuck the three. No good. Rebounded by Locke. No good again. Hope Wendell grabs the rebound.
Holman will bring it up for the Indians. I'm going to get to the right corners. Wendell, Kira. Kira will dish it off to Wendell. Wendell will hand off to Holman. Loses it. Gets it back. Holman over to Kira on the left side. Kira will back out. And stolen
by Siculin. She'll take it. and get fouled.
Oh, man, that's not a foul.
I couldn't see it. Darren's got a better view of it over there.
I got a great view right here. That was not a foul.
You have no idea.
So,
Sekulon will go to the line. Shooting two. Puts up the first one.
30-9 our score.
No good on the first.
33 seconds left here in the third. WPGW will be broadcasting the varsity game. This dude over here to our left and Steve Stone.
He'll bring it to action. The second one, no good.
Rebound by Wendell. Wendell will give it up to Holman. Wendell will hand off the day. I think Vaughn's hoping for the last shot this time. So about 20 seconds left. Top of key, Wendell. Wendell will get the offense set up. Gives it to left side Day. Day will get screened by Evers. Day will then drive, dish out to Wendell. Wendell will then drive left. Give out to Kier in the corner. Kier Wendell will throw up the last second shot. It did good. Wow.
Bank from the corner.
Bank from the corner.
That was
impressive. You ask me. I don't know about Chase. That was impressive to me. To you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. So,
I tried it, but
makes her score 32-9. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this one.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Courtside Fieldhouse, Darren Sheffer out there reffing, looking good so far, don't you think, Chase? Thanks for having your headset on. How do you think, Darren Sheffer? Give him a rating, A to F. What are you giving him?
D.
The D.
Send him back down to junior high or something. Need some work.
I give him a B+.
I think yeah, I'm just kidding. He's done a fine job.
Yep. Cam will inbound it for the start of the fourth quarter.
Sicklin walks it up for Arcanum over to O'Brien. Should drive middle. Tipped away and collected by Macy Day.
Day will bring it up and bounces off Wendell. Gets it back. Wow, great pass by Wendell. And Vaughn gets it back. Up and no good again. Coach Vaughn's about to pull out all of his hair. And the Indians will turn it back over to the Trojans.
Sicklin will bring it up for the Lady Trojans. 32-9 your score. The Trojans still stuck on 9 points. Henninger shoots a long three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Fortkamp.
And Fortkamp will bring it up. Gives it up to right side Holman. Holman will drive middle, get out to Vaughn. 32-9 score, 6:06 left in the fourth. WPGW will broadcast the varsity game. And great pass by Vaughn into Wendell for an easy 2-point.
Yep,
same play every time.
Drive and a relocate by the big.
Yep.
An easy layup. Byrne will have it on the left wing for Arcanum. Back to O'Brien on the top, over to Henninger. She'll pass it back to O'Brien. And she'll reset. She'll pass it over to Byrne, guarded by Fortkamp tightly, and they'll get her with a foul. So, foul on Paige Fortkamp on the floor. And Arcanum will inbound it under their own basket. Substitution for Fort Recovery. Evers for Day. O'Brien inbounds to Byrne. She'll put up a long three. No good.
Vaughn will get the board. Bring it up for the Indians. On the floor right now, Evers, Vaughn, Fortkamp, Holman, and Wendell.
Tall lineup in.
Yep. Vaughn will dish out to Fortkamp for three. No good. Rebounded by the Trojans.
Locke gives it over to Sicklin. She'll take it up the middle of the floor. She'll throw it over to Byrne on the left wing. Throws it inside to Locke. She'll throw up a shot. Nothing but
the backboard.
The backboard.
Homer will bring up for the Indians. I'm going to drive right. Wow.
Holy.
What a hole. But
wide open layup.
Yeah. But jump ball and I'll stay with the Indians. So that's a missed opportunity there for Homan.
Yeah, disappointing. Good move. Yeah. No defense there to pick her up and just misses the layup.
Day will check back in for Wendell. Homan finds Vaughn for an easy two. No, no good. Coach Vaughn's going nuts over here. Fort Campbell fire up a three. Backboard, no good. So rebounded by
Lock over to Siculin. No, that's Siculin. She'll dribble across half court. Call out a play. Over to Byrne on the left wing. She'll throw it to Henninger at the top. Almost deflected by Vaughn. Back over to Byrne. Over to O'Brien at the top of the key. Throws it over to Henninger at the right. In back. Entered in to Siculin. Back out to Henninger. No good. Rebounded. Fought for and came up by Macy Day.
Gives up to Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Good looking crowd here for a JV game. Varsity coming right after. And Vaughn will get it to Homan. Homan back to Vaughn. Right corner. Vaughn will get a screen by Evers. Drive middle, dish out to Day for three on the opposite side. No good. Short. And will be fouled by number four, Brenna Homan. So go back to the Trojans. Hope Wendell about to check back in for Page Four Camp. So Indians playing pretty good game.
And it's playing really well.
Yep, 34-9, 2-9.
3:50 left in the game. Siculin will walk it up. Still stuck on 9 points. Over to Hannah Smith on the right.
They've been stuck on 9 points since the second
quarter.
Deflected
by Ali Vaughn, and she'll have a wide open layup, and she'll put it up, and that makes it 36-9. 38, maybe.
And it looks like Arcan is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse. 3:27 left here in the fourth and final quarter. And Indians are just looking strong here. Just out handling the Trojans. Trojans aren't very well. I don't know. I don't know what
scaled.
To say. Scaled, yeah. Student section looking pretty strong out there. Kay Wendell, Cash Smetzger, Trevor Vaughn, Adam Byram, and I don't know who's like Ethan Shane. So good looking student section, all seniors almost. So good crowd, good show by the senior class. And we're back here.
Brian inbounds to Siculin. She'll bring it across half court. Over to Byrne on the left. Guarded by Forkamp, tightly. Tries to throw it into Locke, and she'll throw it off of Day, so it'll stay with Arcanum. O'Brien will take it out under their own basket. 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. She will inbound to Smith. She'll turn over her left shoulder off the glass, and no good.
Rebounded by Wendell. Wanda will bring it up for the Indians. Wanda finds Day in the corner, about a foot inside from the three. She should have just stepped back to the three, but easy look for Day. Up and good for two, so makes her score 38-9.
Siculin will dribble over to O'Brien, gives it to Smith. Inbounds to Locke. She'll put it up, no good. Rebounded Evers.
Evers? Gives the four came back to Vaughn, so Indians bring it up, find Day of cut, and gets killed, but no foul. And it looks like it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Arcanum. So Holman checks in for Day. Arcanum wide the ball. Sicklin brings it up. Crosses half court. She set it up. Over to O'Brien. Guarded by Vaughn. Over to Byrne. Back over to Sicklin in the left corner. And throws it into Locke. And she'll turn and shoot. And no good.
They've been stuck on nine since probably the first quarter.
Yep, I know it.
Holman will bring it up for the Indians. Find Fort Campbell on a cut back door. And will be fouled. So
going back to that last play by Fort Recovery, I mean, this JV Indian lineup really runs through Allie Vaughn. She does a nice job of driving in and dishing and finding the open people. So
home will inbound it, find Fort Camp, and it will be kicked out of bounds. He'll stay with the Indians. That was a laser. Nothing. Thanks. Holman finds Evers. No good. Rebounded by Evers. And lost. And will be a jump ball. Will stay with the Indians. So Indians will take it out under their own basket. Getting some good looks, but just can't keep a hold of them. So Holman will inbound it for the Indians. Under their own basket. Holman finds Vaughn. Gives it back over to Holman. Stolen by Arcanum, retrieved by, nope, it's going to stay with Arcanum. Holman gets a good steal, but goes out of balance, and Darian says it's out on her, so Arcanum ball.
What do you think? They can get off a nine or not?
No.
Minute 48. You say no, I'll say yes.
I say no.
We got a trap in the right corner.
Oh.
And hit out of bounds, and it'll stay with Arcanum.
There's no chance.
I think it will.
No chance.
O'Brien inbounds to Smith. Hands it back to Sicklin. She'll dribble around the three-point line over to Smith. She'll chuck it up and
air ball.
Maybe our bet should be, will they hit the rim again in this game?
Vaughn will inbound it here to Holman. Minute 32 left. It looks like I'm going to win this bet, Chase. Holman will drive right. Back it out.
Oh, they'll get another chance, buddy.
Gets over to Vaughn. Vaughn finds Holman off a deflection, loses it, and Arcanum gets it. So here's
Sicklin dribbles up for Arcanum.
Pull up.
Guarded by Brandon Holman. She'll dribble, hand off to Smith. Drives around and fought for. We're going to have a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Lady Trojans.
1 minute left.
9 points.
Yep, 9 points in all minutes since first quarter, I'd have to say.
Yeah, tip their hat to Fort Recovery. They've played
great
really
defense.
Hard on defense.
Yep.
And
Coach Vaughn did
a lot of turnovers.
That's over and back,
over.
Darren.
He ain't going to call it at this point.
Nope, it's not even worth it. Not even worth his time. So, Trojans are struggling.
Sicklin passes it over to Byrne and bounds to Locke. Here's their chance.
Oh, no.
Tipped away by Fort Recovery, so it'll stay with Arcanum again.
Ryan Braun checked into the student section over there. Good to see him.
Big brownie.
Tall three-point shooter for Coach Bayshore. Good look. Almost all the basketball guys are over there, seniors. Yep, they are. Kay Wendell, brownie, and Trev.
We got number
and we got
12,
Lonzo
Richards,
there.
Over to Sicklin. Inbounds deflected by Fort Camp. Stay with Trojans again. 35 seconds left, 38-9. Richards will inbound underneath. She'll throw it in to Smith. Hands it off to 31 Weaver. Back over to Byrne. She'll drive in and get
fouled. Oh, it's on the floor. On the floor.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, good call there. Darren Shiver on the floor.
That was a shooting foul.
No.
Come on.
Great call on the floor.
Huh?
Eric Smith.
And Byrne shoots it from the right corner, rebounded by Brenna Holman, and that should probably do it. We got 20 seconds left.
I win this bet, Chase.
Congrats. Go eat a few more cookies.
Cookies, okay. Indians are holding ball, stalling it out. 10 seconds left here. Remember, the varsity game coming up after this. WPKW is Steve Stone and this dude to our left. Rob Weaver is not here. This dude tells me Rob Weaver's in Baltimore.
Apparently.
One of his daughters or sister or something lives in Baltimore, so he ain't here. So 38-9 our score. I guess let's just do stats right now so we can get it off to the varsity competition here. I mean, the Indians played Indians played a great game. Coach Vaughn with the Indians' defense is, I mean, talking defense turns into offense. And Coach, I mean, that's what Coach Vaughn talks about all the time. And just got to play defense and the offense will come. And you know, for sure the Indians today.
Yeah, the Indians are just a lot better team, bigger, more athletic, more skilled, and they took care of business here at home.
Yep, so after this, WPGW will be broadcasting the game. Coming up right now, Steve Stone will be dealing with the guy to our left.
Yep. Now,
I don't know when they go on, so it's about 15 minutes. We'll simulcast with them once they decide to go on. Indians JV competition coming out with a win here at the Fort site. Girls varsity coming up after this, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.